I'm sat in probably my favourite venue in Manchester with the Rev. I'm with John from Reverend and the Makers. How are you, mate?
Feeling good. Life is sweet right now, yeah.
Have you played at Ritz before?
Yeah, played here about 3.5 years ago. Toddler T was supporting us that evening. We're good.
No way. That would have been awesome tonight.
Yeah, and then played here about a month ago, actually, doing Africa Express. You know Damon Albarn's thing with all the African guys. And I played with Amadou from Amadou and Mariam. And Carl Barat, we did an African version of a Clash tune, which were quite interesting. Had a good time.
Something about infusing African music in stuff that we make today in the UK, isn't it? It's incredible. It, you know, takes you right back to Graceland times, doesn't it?
I think it's a bit tired, isn't it? Like popular music over there, certainly like the mainstream and pop music and what have you. So I think people are kind of looking to outside, aren't they, for other influences and stuff, you know, and there's some great music coming out of Africa at the minute.
Totally. Well, you put on your Facebook page the other day, didn't you, some suggestions for music for the road. What did you get off of your fans?
All kinds of stuff, really. But there are some good, you know, some good unsigned bands. There's loads of bands who I love. Manchester's got some great bands at the minute.
Well, what's really catching your eye at the moment, then? What do you personally like to listen to, and what would you like to see more of?
I'd like to see a bit of a renaissance of the song. I think there's a song-based movement to come. Not like, I don't mean acoustic singer-songwriters, that ain't necessarily, well, that might be. I just mean like people who write songs, because it seems to be been out of fashion, especially in the last few years. It's kind of like bass music, which I love. I think a lot of it's great, but I think the reason we're doing pretty well at the minute is just people want songs that they identify with and say something to them and stuff. And I think, you know, the same way punk were kind of like musically very forward-thinking. It was essentially like rock and roll played angrily. But the spirit behind it carried it. I think there might be a thing where people get into songs again. That's what I'd like to see.
Let's talk about your music at the moment then, because at the moment things are pretty sweet for you. It's rare that you'll get an album that you get 3 singles off, and you've got another one in the pipeline coming up, so that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's gone top 20. Tour's selling really well. It's going to be nice and busy in Manchester Ritz tonight. Kind of full house, people having it. Played Liverpool O2 Academy last night, sold that out. And like people saying, you know, on Twitter, best gig I've ever been to, all this business, which is, you know, humbling, isn't it? It's the reason you do it. When people say stuff like that to you, you're just like, wow. And then, if I'm to be totally honest, like after a second album, we weren't really sure anyone would be arsed. And we had a long time away, came back, and the response has just been staggering, really. It's just been absolutely mind-blowing, so long may it continue.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because after the success of your first album, I mean, it's impossible to chat to you without mentioning the success of Heavyweight Champion of the World and Open Your Window and things like that. And then the second album, maybe, would you say you fell by the wayside just ever so slightly?
Yeah, it got top 20 still. I think, yeah, we just... I love that record, incidentally. I think it's a bit of a hidden treasure, but yeah, maybe it weren't really what the fans of our band wanted to hear so much. And now we're in a bad place, but it's come back round so well, and this album, this new one, just seems to be spreading. You know, people are just passing it to each other, and the festival season, we got booked based off back of what like a second album had done. So we're like on these like daytime slots coming on, and the amount of people who come and watched, isn't it? We're just a pure party, and I think like we've just kind of picked up speed from there. Really, we've supported Noel, supported Chili Peppers, and it's, you can just feel it getting kind of more exciting as we go along. It's been an amazing year, you know.
And how's the album, the third album, been received?
Yeah, really well, because I think it's the third album's back to kind of just pure bangers. But what's really interesting about the third album, it's got elements of a more modern sound in it. So while it might remind you of bands from the past, you can hear that more modern thing in it. And I think that's like met a few people who previously maybe would have hated our music, but actually that's all right. And then there's the mixtape, and there's the guests on there like Kano, Roots Manoeuvre, Carl Barat, Richard Oley, Howard Marks, people like that. And people are like, oh, hang on, Mark, you're not that thing I thought you were. And it's just shifted it a bit. And even like, you know, so-called trendy people quite like us now, some of them. And I suppose in some ways, with that art of fashion, it's kind of, we've become the alternative in a way. I think it goes, a lot of it's got to do with like my Twitter, because I'm quite honest on there. And there's an old thing behind this band that like, we just say what everyone else thinks, both in song and in reality. And I think like a lot of people are into that as well. Can you pass me a green AAA? Under the door.
Wow, that's an interesting mid-interview occurrence, isn't it? A no big slit under the door.
What were I even saying to you? Yeah, I just think there needs to be a return, even if it's not to like songwriting, but like I tell you what I've got respect for. I've got respect for Rizzle Kicks. Because lad can play guitar. Maybe he writes his own raps, that other lad, and you play some guitar on it. So like, there's an element of like, that's kind of real a bit. Yeah. That's kind of real. Whether I like it or not, it's kind of real what you're doing.
Got one or two more things. A couple of weeks ago, I think you guys embarked on something that I think everybody would have gone mad for. You represented FIFA, or you've got a song on the new FIFA game, and you were playing FIFA to earn.
Yeah, it's my second time on FIFA. It's my second time on FIFA. We had opened your window on there in 2007, I think, or 2009, or whatever it were. But Shine the Light, it's big. Everyone's massively into it. I've recently converted from Pro Evo to FIFA last year.
It's a big move.
Very excited. You know, it's like I feel like I'm a born again Christian. Like, I've seen the light of FIFA, right? So I went into the menu. I took every other song other than ours off. So if you come round my house, you've got to listen to our song solidly.
Did you do that?
I did. That's how I roll. Because if you're coming around my house, play me on FIFA. A, I'm going to beat you. And B, I'm going to play you my own song over and over again.
Yeah, almost like a bit of support.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I've got my crowd here. See, they're all like, you've got me on tune on. It's like a cauldron. It's like going to play Stoke away.
Yeah.
Cracking atmosphere.
Totally.
Yeah.